Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Australia berada di jalur yang tepat untuk menjadi negara pertama di dunia yang memberantas kanker serviks. Pemerintah Australia, Dewan Kanker dan Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia telah menetapkan target yang pasti. Namun mengatasi hambatan budaya sangat penting untuk mencapainya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Marcus Megalokomos untuk SBS News.
The doctor read through the results. That's when I was told that I had cervical cancer. I must tell you, that was the worst day of my life. Because just to be told that I had a cancer, to me it was almost like a death sentence. It robbed me of all my happiness, all my life. It was just terrible.
I almost didn't engage with it for a while because it felt like I couldn't be a cancer patient at 26. I was so young.
Para penyintas membagikan kisah pribadi mereka tentang tantangan berat dan abadi yang mereka hadapi ketika kanker serviks mengguncangkan dunia mereka. Kisah mereka didokumentasikan dalam kampanye Call to Action to Eliminate Cervical Cancer, yaitu kolaborasi antara pemerintah Australia, Dewan Kanker, dan Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia. Kanker serviks adalah pembunuh di seluruh dunia dan pembunuh yang signifikan di Australia. Menurut data yang bersumber di laporan AIHW Cancer Data di Australia tahun 2020, diperkirakan 930 kanker serviks yang didiagnosis di Australia dan sudah lebih dari 200 kematian tahun ini saja. Dr. Adele Murdolo dari Pusat Multikultural untuk Kesehatan Manusia mengatakan, pendidikan dalam bahasa selain bahasa Inggris adalah kunci untuk mengeliminasi kanker ini.
Our main job is providing health education to women who wouldn't otherwise have access to that type of information in their language. So we go out and provide the information about screening in relation to cervical cancer and also about the vaccine, of course, which is really important information to have when we're talking about elimination. What we know is that migrant women and particular groups do tend to be underscreened. They don't participate in any of the cancer screening programs at the same rate as other women in the community.
Strategi global telah dibuat untuk pemberantasan global kanker serviks dan implementasi rencana pengendalian kanker serviks nasional. Hal itu dirancang untuk memajukan kita, memperkuat sistem kesehatan, dan mengatasi ketidaksetaraan. Profesor Karen Canfield adalah Ketua Komite Screening dan Imunisasi Dewan Kanker. Tim penelitiannya menemukan bahwa lebih dari 62 juta nyawa dapat diselamatkan pada abad berikutnya jika 78 negara berpenghasilan rendah dan menengah dengan cepat meningkatkan upaya dalam pengobatan dan pencegahan kanker serviks.
Look, cervical cancer is actually an enormous problem globally. In fact, in many countries in the world, it's the most common cancer in women. Unfortunately, those tend to be the poorest countries in the world, and unfortunately, more than 300,000 women die every single year from cervical cancer. So even in the context of the current crisis, this is still a crisis evolving that's been going on and will cause the death of many hundreds of thousands of women if we don't act now.
Penelitian menunjukkan bahwa eliminasi kanker serviks dapat dicapai secara global tahun 2100 dan di Australia eliminasi dapat dicapai tahun 2035. Untuk mencapai eliminasi, strategi tersebut membutuhkan 3 target yang harus dipenuhi oleh setiap negara pada tahun 2030. 90% anak perempuan harus divaksinasi, 70% mencakup screening serviks 2 kali seumur hidup, dan 90% mencakup pengobatan kanker invasif. Bagi wanita di Australia, penelitian dan pendidikan dimulai di sekolah seringkali pada usia 11 tahun. Dr. Muldoro mengatakan 80% orang datang dari luar negeri setelah mereka mengenyam pendidikan menengah, jadi mereka mungkin tidak divaksinasi atau mungkin belum menerima pendidikan tentang kanker.
And I think we often take it for granted. For people who are educated in Australia, we learn so much at school and find out so much about programs and also participate in some of the vaccination programs at school. So we do learn about it from a really early age. But if you do come to Australia after you're already educated in your country of origin, then you really do miss out on all of that. And there are very few other places that you can go to get that information.
Seringkali diasumsikan bahwa orang-orang dari komunitas yang beragam dan bahasa dapat mengakses informasi kesehatan pada skala yang sama dengan orang-orang lain di Australia. Dr. Murdolo mengatakan itu tidak terjadi karena alasan budaya, aksesibilitas dan informasi yang berlebihan.
I think that's a really good way of describing how many of us experience the 24-hour news cycle and all that information that's available on the internet. But the women we work with don't actually have that experience. They don't necessarily have access to digital technology. So, yeah, it makes a huge difference. If you're comfortable to talk about health in your own language, makes a huge difference if you have had that opportunity to get health education when you're a child. And, of course, there are some issues that people don't necessarily talk about in their families. And I think cervical cancer is one of them.
Itu adalah area yang tidak tercermin dalam komunitas migran Australia, di mana pendekatan budaya wanita adalah metode yang tepat untuk pendidikan kanker serviks.
You know, we don't use medical professionals. We use trained health educators who are able to understand the cultural context of health, the structural and systemic barriers that women face when they try to access the health system or take action on their health. So it's what we call a woman-to-woman approach that really understands the context of health and is able to provide, not only provide education, but also to support women to talk with each other.
Penerapan strategi global untuk eliminasi global kanker serviks adalah yang pertama di dunia. Belum pernah sebelumnya dunia memiliki bukti, teknologi atau kerjasama untuk memungkinkan pemberantasan kanker besar. Direktur Jenderal WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus mengatakan ini adalah alasan yang bisa dimenangkan.
This is a call to action to eliminate cervical cancer. We're losing a woman every 2 minutes and this should not happen, especially when we have all the weapons we need to fight it. So this is actually a cause that's winnable.
Nah, pendengar, untuk mendapatkan informasi kunjungi situs web Cancer Council.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.